Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Oh, bless your name, Lord! Bless your name! Bless your name! Thank you, Lord! So good! Been so good, you still is good! Hallelujah! Glory! Thank you, Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Lord has been good, He still is good! Hallelujah!
Change. Like natural brute beast. Word of God seems to have none effect. Now they're going to get offended. Now they're going to get upset. I've done my best. Well, your best is not good enough.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Hi.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oof.
I told you yesterday you're never going to get into the kingdom. Until you abhor yourself.
Hallelujah.
Now that's kind of tough to do in a generation where people love themselves. When everything teaches you to love yourself.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
I love the way I is. And the time dump don't do a thing to us. We just shrug it off. And not one of you is sitting there saying, boy, he got us again.
Yes, yes, amen.
Not a one of you.
Amen.
Is it I? Yep. Build up. Let the bitterness build up.
My glory.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
You're good at that.
Mm. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. Bless
you. You got to get them to believe you. How? They live with you. They should be able to believe you. Yeah. You believe in yourself. You live with you, don't you? Don't you? Do you love your own self? Because you believe in yourself. And so that is so true. And the way you receive that is so ridiculous. Because you don't receive it. That's first of all, you just don't. You just don't.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got a controversy with your people, don't you, Lord?
Oh, bless the Savior.
They say one thing and you say no.
Glory to God.
You got a controversy.
Yes,
see what happened right there? Nobody grabbed your Bible to go for it, okay? See? Controversy. It's in the book. It really is in the book.
Amen. Yes.
controversy, contrary wise, a different kind of wisdom, the wisdom of the world. When I say things like that, which I don't even premeditate, and you sit there and it doesn't, contrary wise, God's wisdom, but we got wisdom of the world.
Amen.
So we're contrary wise.
Yes,
see how you're doing? You're contrary with that. You don't agree with that.
Oh, my God.
Ah, this agreeing business, huh? I'd like to do it, Lord, but I don't know which way to go. We just haven't got a generation, and then you pick me. Well, that's, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Why would God pick somebody like you? You wouldn't do it.
My Lord God. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Who got it?
Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land.
Wow. What is that? Sidney Roebuck's catalog? Webster's Dictionary. The word Sigmund Freud. The Lord? He is Lord, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Right?
Well, look what he says. Get the verse before it. Let me hear the verse before it.
Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God.
Oh, thank God. He gives us a little hope.
Thank God.
After your controversy, after your disagreement, after your rebellion, you come on back.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
You won't do it, will you? You're sitting right in front of me again, and your arrogance is so, so clear.
Thank you.
You don't get that, do you? You're not arrogant, are you? You're not presumptuous, are you? Huh? Self-will, are you? Nah, God's not talking about you. He's talking about the Democrats. Seems like it's to you the prophet sent. To you. Read it, brother. Don't close it up.
Thank you, Father. Hear the word of the Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Lord.
You children of Israel.
The children of Israel, the ones who believe he is real.
Amen.
Glory. For the Lord hath a controversy with the
with those who believe he is real.
Amen.
He don't know what he's talking about. He ought to have a consultation with you.
That's right. Amen.
May he even try that. He said, come. Let us read together.
Yes, Lord.
Though your sins.
Hallelujah.
Though your sins.
Yes.
Your sins and your iniquities have separated you from me.
Amen.
That ain't very wise.
No.
I'm amazed, folks. I'm looking right at your faces again. This is what I see.
Oh, bless you.
This isn't what I want to do, though. See, I woke up this morning about 4 o'clock and I kept thinking about this service. And the first thing that came to my mind was, we have come into this house
having sing to worship Him, the
I thought that'd be a good song to start with. But men are worshiping themselves today. They have forms of worship that satisfy self. So in vain.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
In vain do you worship me?
Oh, God.
Teaching for doctrines, your own belief, your own mannerism.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And if I'd ask you why you did some of the things I saw you do, you'd give me all kind of reasons.
Oh, Jesus.
Sure you would. Sure, and you do.
Hallelujah.
And then he took me back to the scripture with the woman at the well.
Glory God.
And I told this story to you so many times, I can't count them.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You want to start it out? He was on his way doing whatever he was doing, and he sent the disciples
Hallelujah.
In the town. See, now you don't know the story. I just tell her, what does this have to do with the woman at the well?
Glory.
And what does the woman at the well have to do with worship?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Well, if you'll find a statement in that, you'll find a statement in that thing that should blow your mind right off there.
Hallelujah.
Because then that story is the story of true worshipers.
Hallelujah.
True. You mean it's false?
Glory to God.
True or false?
True.
True worshiper.
Well,
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Glory.
Yeah, the story goes like this. He sent the disciples in the town for a few little victuals. Is that pretty good, Brother Dave?
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Brown?
Yes, you're right, Brother Steve.
Oh, I know I'm right. I know, no question about that. I've had you folks try to prove me wrong too many times. And God's already proved I was right.
Hallelujah.
And I'm right about this in the last generation.
Glory.
I'm right about you at the last hour. And most of you are not ready for it.
Hallelujah.
And sit there and mock me again, fools.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, fools. Gonna find yourself weighed in the balance.
Okay.
And found wanting. Wanting to be right, wanting to be ready, but you're not going to be because there's no hunger, there's no thirsting after righteousness. And you go doing your own righteousness.
For his disciples were gone away into the city.
He sent them off, see? I don't mean like that. Well, how about Revelation?
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Go back a verse or two before it. Get the setting for it.
Now Jacob's well was there.
Now Jacob's well was, my God. Why do you want to send your apostles away from Jacob's well?
Hallelujah.
Right.
And Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well.
And then said to his disciples, go on. He didn't say it. What did he say?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
How do you read it? See, then you wonder why I get angry. Because you sit right there, you defy with the looks in your face.
Okay.
The letter will kill you. It's Revelation and it's alive.
Glory God. Glory God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
And both you are dying, you know.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because you're using the letter.
Thank you for revelation.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for revelation. Hallelujah.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
Lord Jesus.
They might under their breath say, truth, truth, truth.
Glory.
Now, I'm going to do it because for my sake, okay? Because I sat at my computer and wept this morning, wept and wept and wept. I said, my God, why have you put this on me? I just can't seem to shake this last hour. I just can't.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh,
Jesus. I used to tell that to Chris years ago, my good friend.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I don't care whether they're listening or not. He's betraying me. When you deny, you're under word of betrayal. The only people sat in this place were my friends. Hey! How about you? You my friend? And then you sit there so nonchalant? So unconcerned?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless your name.
The Lord took me back again to Jerusalem. Hosanna! Hosanna! Oh, glory! Who in the world's doing that? Oh, you read it, huh? I'll demonstrate it for you. Back in, behold, your king cometh, riding on the foal of an ass. That's where it was. That's where it was.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Yes. Boy, they thought, wow, a king! Hosanna! And then they heard somebody crying. And I will demonstrate that for you too, peanut brains.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Oh! Who in the world? Come on, give me a good old look. Come on. Let your eyes glass over.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, it doesn't say he did that. It said he wept. You know, just quietly. It wasn't quiet.
No.
He was talking to the whole city.
Yes, Lord.
It wasn't quiet. And God's not being quiet today.
Hallelujah.
He's talking to a whole world.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's talking to you.
Yes, Lord.
To me.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Glory.
He wept.
Amen.
So loud. And then they heard him say, oh, Jerusalem. Hey, that's you. Jerusalem. You look so sanctimonious. Heads are down, looking so. I told you the other day, and I believe it, unless you abhor yourself, you're not getting into the kingdom. You think God's going to have a bunch of folk in there who loves themselves? He ain't going to do it. He's just, you know, God's actually admitted that he made a mistake when he created Lucifer. You know, God's a very honest God.
Yes, he is.
He repented. What's that mean? I made a mistake or I did it wrong. Made a wrong decision. How about you? When's the last time you tried that?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Huh?
Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Woo.
You won't quit, will you? You people are so self-righteous. Doing that which is right in your own, the way you're responding.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I told you I was hoping for the day when I start talking to this, I see every one of you fall on your face and cry out to God with a groan in your spirit. No, you.
Oh,
you know why? Because you believe you've done right this morning. Well, I'm here. Are you? Are you here? Or is your heart far away?
Oh, God.
Are you hoping for something different?
Oh, Lord.
Search me. Where's my heart this morning?
Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, you mind?
Glory to God.
Where is it? You see, we're so calloused that the Holy Spirit can't even, it can't even break us. We're so sure of ourselves. Here we are. Then you say, well, what about you? Well, I'm not sure of myself. See, I'm coming to the end of my life. And I had the Lord tell me that. He said, "Some when I birthed you at 16, I knew this was going to be like that." And he said, "You're a prophet today because I made you a prophet before you were born." Well, now, Buster, I don't quite go along with that. Don't you know, God had to wait till I got around so I could declare you the prophet? Then I'll ask you, where were you when God said that to me? And you know what he said to me? Tell me what he told me. Tell me! No! The first thing he said to me is now or never. What the hell? What's wrong with you people? Why would God start dealing with me with a phrase like that? I got something that I'm birthed you for new. Now you got to begin now or you'll never get it done. Oh, I don't see it like that. And you in your mind. You. Aren't you what the prophet said? Now or never? I have met you before.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't believe me. Who's reading that? You?
Yes. And being weary with his journey.
And being weary
with his journey.
With his journey.
Sat thus on the well.
Sat on the well.
Amen.
And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman.
That's about noon, ain't it?
Yes.
No?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Noon.
Yes, sir.
Heat of the day.
There cometh a woman of Samaria.
Boy, she surprised him. Or did he surprise her?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you people are something. What am I saying that's causing this confusion in your mind? Okay. You're right. Please tell me what it is. How can I help you? May I help you, sir? Can I help you? I'll help myself, Daddy. Can I help you? I'll help you. Lord, save me.
Hallelujah. Save me, let them hurt.
Now, it'll not help you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you.
Can I help you? This is you'll do that, and then just as soon as service is over, you'll forget. They soon forgot. What did they forget? How God opened the Red Sea? How God spared them when the death angel went through? How God fed them with angel food? Water out of a rock? Can God? Can God take? Can God? How come you folks don't know the book where it is written? Can God save you? You can't save yourself. You might just as well give up on that. Even if you give your body to be burned, give all your money, it still won't save you. Why don't somebody rejoice in the truth? Does anybody know why I'm reading this story? Worship. Not some sits on the.
And Jesus said, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well.
Hallelujah.
And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Now, don't anybody put it. Samaritans were half Jews.
Right.
So they were not fully accepted by the Jews.
Right.
Remember how the scripture said he went through Samaria?
Yes.
Did he come by your house?
Hallelujah.
You have to.
Yes.
And what did you try to do? Try to chew him down? That's a common phrase, you know. Give you a good deal for less money. The inferior material. The Jewish religion today will not save you.
No.
You kept every commandment in the book.
Amen.
Paul said concerning the law, I was blameless. And then he still blamed me. Isn't this something? These people don't understand you, God. Read on, brother.
Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink.
Hey, woman, give me a drink.
Give a drink.
Read.
For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto
then
him.
Said the woman unto Jesus from Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
How is it?
Thou
being a Jew.
You being a Jew?
My Lord.
Ask his drink.
Jews have no dealing with Samaritans.
Yeah.
Now don't tell me that's wrong because the Bible actually says that.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Well, I didn't know. If I say it to you, then you should know.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise Glory. The Lord.
Search it out.
Yes.
You'll actually find that phrase in the Bible. You'll literally find that phrase in the Bible, the Jews have no dealings
with the Samaritan.
And you're a Jew? That's why I told you years ago that Jesus was not a Jew.
Yeah.
Everybody said he was a Jew. He was not a Jew. He was not a Jew. He was not a Jew. His father was God, and God's not a Jew. Christian church, he's a Jew with a Jew. He couldn't have saved you as a Jew. For God that he gave, and he wasn't a Jew. God's not a Jew. There's no advantage in being a Jew, and there's no curse in being a Gentile. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, you can believe on God. He wept over Jerusalem.
Yes,
just wept over him. Read.
There cometh a woman of Samaria.
There cometh a woman of Samaria.
To draw water.
To draw water.
Jesus saith unto her.
And Jesus saith unto her.
Give me to drink.
Woman. Give me a drink.
Give me a drink.
Give me a hug.
Bless you, Jesus.
Never mind. Forget it. said, I looked at her and said, give me a hug. Hey, give me a drink. Refresh my spirit. And what the woman did? What do you want to give me? What do you want me to give you a hug for? Okay? Read.
For the Jews have no dealings.
Come on, you white guy don't have no right to give me a hug or want me to give you a hug. I'm talking about the way we think.
Hallelujah.
Give me a hug. What are you doing hugging another man?
Thank you, Jesus.
Shorty.
Yes,
sir. Come on down, Zacchaeus. You people are really something. I say things to me are so clear. I tried to tell our brother over there about something he'd done the other morning. I don't know if he thought about what he was doing, but for years and years he would sit at the table, even here in the tabernacle. And he wouldn't respond like the rest would. And I would make a comment about it. And the other morning, Amen. Oh, Kevin come running to me. I got it, brother. Tears streaming down his cheek. He said, I seen a miracle this morning. Happened right here. I said, tell me about it. He said, brother, Mike, when we jumped up and down this morning around here, he jumped up and down too. Oh, y'all so nice. Take it so lightly. Kevin didn't take it lightly. He said to me, I never thought I would see him do that. And he's the only one that saw him do it. No one else took notice of it. And he called it a miracle. My Father is omnipotent. And that you can't deny. He can take an old Irishman like Mike and make him jump up and down. You know, if I was you right now, Mike, what I would do? I'd jump up and down. Oh! Hallelujah! After years and years of being faithful, one of the best workers we have, one of the quietest spirits on this place, and put some life to it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if I was you, I wouldn't let him outdo me. Jesus answered and said unto her, woman,
if thou knewest the gift of God,
if you knew the gift of God,
and who it is,
amen,
that saith to thee, give me to drink.
I thought you know what it was, would shake me a hug. I thought you would know that.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I asked you. Well, Brother Stair, if I did that, they would say to me, who are you doing asking her for a hug? Yeah, you would. Sure you do.
Hallelujah.
How many years did I deal with that woman? look at them.
Hallelujah.
For many years, I never spoke well of her.
Glory.
I didn't know what you would do. That's right. We don't know what God is doing, do we? Do we? Oh, see, he's testing us, but we're not passing the test too well, are we? Oh, we don't know what God is doing. Don't you know what tribulation is? It's a test of God. It's a trial of your faith. Somebody in this place, if you don't pass this test, you have to fight. You're not going to get laying down.
Glory, Lord. Glory,
God. Glory, God. Yeah, I'll get to it in a minute. I hope I can, because I can look at your face and you're far off again. Read.
Thou would have asked of him.
Woman, if you knew who it was.
Yes, Lord.
That saith to thee.
That saith to thee.
Hallelujah.
Give me to drink.
Give me a drink.
Thou wouldest have asked of him.
You would have asked of him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No. Who it was.
Yes.
Do you know who it is? It asked you for your life.
Mm.
Asked you for your will.
Yes. Oh, God.
Do you really know who it is? Well, it's not you. Well, I'm standing in his stead.
Amen.
And I know you don't buy that either.
Glory.
I tried to tell you years ago when Jesus said, if I go away, I will send you another comforter.
Amen.
A man filled with the Holy Ghost,
amen,
with the Spirit of truth, who will leave in
guidance.
Oh, well, now, right there. Yeah, go ahead, get him, fool. Go ahead.
Just oh, bless you.
Reel up again.
Thank you, Father. Bless you,
Lord. I wish any one of you could explain why I'm still at 87,
oh,
just as strong as I was,
oh,
not physically.
Oh, God.
My faith,
oh, God,
it stands. You know why it's my faith? Because he gave it to me. He let me use his faith. Of the author of faith, of the finisher of faith. Somebody!
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I know all you're afraid, man. I wasn't afraid yesterday.
Hallelujah.
What? They can come get me now without a cause if they want to. They can create one. And most of you betray me. Yeah, you would stand with me. No, you wouldn't. See, Jesus knew that, didn't he? Was he so kind? He said, one of you shall betray me. But all the others denied him. And again you mocked me. They all... How you like it, forsakers? You think sitting in that seat means you're still with me? When you go your own way and do your own thing? See, we're right down to the nitty gritty of one thing. Read on.
And he would have given thee living water.
He would have given you living water.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with.
Nothing to draw with.
And the well is deep.
And the well is deep.
From whence hast thou that living water?
How in the world can you give me living water?
Jesus.
What I'm preaching, you are looking at your faces. Well, what am I saying that you have a hard time comprehending? Tell me, what is it? Hey, she was having a hard time too, wasn't she? Wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob?
You mean telling you're greater? Prophet Sarah, are you greater than Jesus? Are you greater than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Oh. That Jesus said, a work that I do, shall you do it, and a greater.
Yeah.
What? a greater work. We are the greater work. Wow! I wish somebody could get so excited they couldn't sit still. What you doing? Well, you can dance. Read.
And drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. Jesus.
This well is so deep, and my father Jacob, he drew water up, gave it to his wife, to his children, to his cattle. It's the thing that spared him in the wilderness. This well.
Yes, Lord.
I need it. I wish I could find some way to get it out of your spirit. I really wish I knew how to do that. Well, you're not going to get it right. You'll pat me on the head. Nicey, nicey.
Jesus said,
see, what I'm asking you to do is to hear the word of faith and respond to it. Seems like that should be easy.
Right. Should be.
The word of faith is not you. Even in your mouth. And from the heart, if you get that mouth to speak, you ought to look at your eyes, people. Foolish heart is darkened. I remember we used to sing a song years ago. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more. No more night.
Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
What a sorrowful light. Read, brother.
Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Yes.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give
him. Yes.
You take the message I give you.
Amen.
And receive it and drink it all.
Yes.
And you'll never worry about losing your soul. That's all I got. See, I got the word God said. I tried to say it, but you don't.
Bless you, Lord.
3 years ago, God said, I'm going to do 3 things with you or in spite of you. Well, the 3rd thing has not yet been done. And it looks like I fixed it so God can't do it. In spite of me? He'll bring me out of prison twice? I had to go yesterday to heaven. Put a new monitor on me. The woman's working at it, and I said, that's been there 3 years. She said, wow. Been paid? Wow.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Look at them. Is that what you're waiting for? Waiting for to prosecute me? Or persecute me? Mm-hmm. You should be hated.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother. Burgess says, I didn't come to argue. I hate you, boy. And I'm not going to argue with about that. He didn't say that, but that's what he's doing. He hates this. You know, some of you folks, you're hating what God's doing here. You're waiting around for me to fall again. Well, if I fall 7 times, you're going to pick me up. So knock me down, drag me out, throw me away, and he'll bring that.
Yes, Lord.
Fools, so slow to believe, all. Read, brother.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water.
That's the water of the word.
Hallelujah.
If you get inside of you,
yes, Lord.
Get that well springing up. Get that fountain flowing. That's the words of my mouth. How many times do the words you speak are not God's words? How many times do you do that? You just say things. And then you go, I'm just trying to do right. And I try to tell you, brother and sister, you're not going to impress God with good works.
No. Amen.
It's just not. I don't know of a man who's worked more good works on life than I have. How many people I've helped. How many millions of dollars I used to help.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Father.
I can tell you a story behind every trailer. And what bothers me now, they're all sitting there empty. I told you we're not going to call that house over there Timothy's house no more. We're going to call that community house. Now, I don't want to hear somebody say, Timothy's house, because that's not Timothy's house. He left it.
Okay.
I did a little set there for a while with the hope that he'd come back, and one time he did come back. I remember when he said, I'm home now. Then 2 weeks later, he's gone again. Yes. So now he's home.
Well.
Now he's home. And doesn't bother him. And I try to tell him, when you do that, you strengthen the hands of Burgess. That's it. Well, why would Timothy leave? Huh? I think it was Paul said only Timothy's with me, was it?
Yeah.
Luke. Said only Luke is with me. Well, now, okay, well, then why would Paul say that? Well, what's he talking about? Tim, you won't budge, will you? Well, only Luke, he said. Says, no man's stood me.
Oh.
What are they written for? What's that story written for? Are you able to learn anything?
Oh, bless you, Lord. Yes,
God. Now I see why God dealt with me so much about this. We have come into this house. We've gathered in your name. Hallelujah. Glory to worship. Read.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
Every time I do this, I say to myself, how come people don't catch this? What does this have to do with drinking water?
My Lord.
Huh? He wasn't even seeking for how many husbands. He was seeking for the truth.
Amen.
Will she acknowledge the truth? And if you listen to her long enough, if you read it out, read.
Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I had no husband.
He spoke me the truth.
For thou hast had five husbands, and whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir,
wow.
I perceive that
I perceive
that thou art,
that a, thou art
a prophet.
A prophet.
Jesus.
How's your perception?
Hallelujah.
Read.
Our fathers worshiped in this mountain.
And did a good job.
Oh God.
And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. But Jesus said unto her, Woman,
believe me.
Yes,
the hour cometh.
The hour has come.
When you shall
shall kneel in that mountain or in that church or in that or that doctrine.
Worship the Father.
Hallelujah.
You worship, you know not what.
See, both of you folk, what you're doing, what you worship.
Oh, God. Bless you.
Read. See, we're dealing with worship, people.
Hallelujah.
Worship.
Glory.
You know not what you worship.
You know not what you worship.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I wonder how far I get by with that with you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Good stuff.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Read.
For salvation is of the Jews, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers.
The true
worshipers. Glory.
The Father.
The true worshipers.
Hallelujah.
The true
worshipers.
Glory.
The Lord. The true worshipers.
Hallelujah.
The
true worshipers.
in spirit and in truth.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
For the Father seeks.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
For the Father.
Father.
Jesus.
To worship.
To worship him.
Thank you, Lord.
Seek and save those that have lost the ability to worship God. The ability to love God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure, holy.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I got out of bed this morning, I kept thinking about worship. How God wants people to worship him. And they love not their life, because most people worship themselves. If you're a lover of your own self, you're worshiping. You're not going to remove love out of worship. There will be no worship without love. You're not going to worship God without love. And you're not going to love God without worship. They go hand in hand. They both strengthen each other. What's wrong with you? What is this mind that you got to block that kind of give me that water? I even asked you several times, why, when that woman asked him, he said, where's your husband? What was he after?
Truth.
Truth. Truth.
Truth.
You know what happened with that?
Yeah.
That woman went running back to all those men she had.
Yeah.
Said, you guys think you're men, huh? Come see a man. I'll show you a man. This man told me everything I ever done. And he still loved me. Whoa! He knew all about me. By Jesus' name. See, if you knew Jesus like I know him, you would know he knows all about me, knows all about you. Boy, with something. I see you got my jacket on.
Yeah.
It's not yours, right?
Yeah.
How's it feel? Warm. Yes, sir. Hunting jacket. I used to talk with that when I was a kid. I tried to show them where you could put the rabbits. Yeah, there's a place in the back where you, boom, get the rabbit cleaned out and put it back here.
All right.
Have you found it? Look right there. Isn't that nice? Well, what are you talking about the jacket for? What are you talking about the rabbits for? We're so far from truth. We can't realize it. Whether you talk about rabbits or dogs, it's the truth that you're after. One time I shot a rabbit. It was right there. I could hunt no more. When I pulled that shotgun down, went boom, it blew it all apart. That's the last rabbit I killed. If you ever kill a rabbit, such pitiful eyes, when you kill a rabbit, they say, look at you. What did I do you wrong? Now, a squirrel don't do that. A squirrel say, but a rabbit, nice little. Mm-hmm. Anybody ever kill a rabbit?
Yeah.
Pity the look of the eyes.
Yeah.
Like a deer.
Mm, okay.
When I killed my deer first, I watched that deer look at me as it was dying. And the last one, a little sweet. Now, a buck was different, but a doe. Nobody wants to agree with me, do you? As I looked at the news again today, I thought to myself, boy, this is something. This whole world is a lie. All men are liars. There's no truth in them. And then I saw something before I come out where another man says, Mr. Trump ain't going to leave. And I said, boy, oh boy. Well, I told you if the man stays in, there'll be no question at all in my mind who will exalt himself above all. All the Constitution, all the Congress, all the bankers, all the church leaders. You people, for some reason or other, you just don't grasp that. The Bible tells the man of sin is going to exalt himself. The Bible said he's going to exalt himself. The scripture said he will exalt himself. The Bible said he will exalt himself. Why are you kicking at that? It's something we need to look for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I don't want to get involved in politics. The world's crooked. But what's happening in our world today is what has been written.
Amen.
For the end time.
Yes.
America was raised up as a deceitful nation.
Yeah.
Well, God raised us up. He sure did.
Yeah.
He raised up the devil, the deceiver. Right. Who raises him up?
God.
Who gives him his power?
God. Yes, Lord God.
Hey, brothers, you up there ready to try the telephone? How does it work? Oh, I thought you were ready. That's what I thought about some of you folks. I thought you were ready. Are you ready? And saying, repay you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now up until this generation, the kingdom of heaven was not preached since John the Baptist.
Right. That's right.
In the meantime, the kingdom of God was preached.
Yeah.
Amen.
John the Baptist was the last one that gave us warning concerning the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You, boy, you just love it, don't you? Oh, look at these, look at them. Well, let me go through with this. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now again, you damn folk will sit right there, and you won't allow me to tell you that the kingdom of heaven is not the same as the kingdom of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God is in you. That happened when the Holy Ghost came in you. If you receive the Holy Ghost, then you receive the kingdom of God. And it's your righteousness. It's your peace. It's your joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Should be all right there, brother. I'm looking at my brother. He got some dark glasses or something on, don't you? Boy, you folk love it, don't you? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs
Hallelujah.
Is the kingdom of heaven. Whoso therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Even though he teaches men not to keep the law, he'll still get in the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
He should be the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever that do and teach them, the same shall be called great. Again, I'm discussing the kingdom of heaven from its difference of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is within you.
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Glory.
Glory.
Should make you long for the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
They don't do this, people. They don't differentiate between the kingdom of heaven. No, they don't. I listened to all those prophets again today. And how that... I'd like to say, how come you guys ignore me? Why did the guy with that... Whoever. All those nice prophecy sites. You contact them and say, come contact the prophet in South Carolina. Tell him to do that. Watch how they let you have it. Well, who do you think you are? Well, I don't think. He does the thinking.
Hallelujah.
Who do you think you are? Well, we're the elect. He didn't choose you. You didn't choose, he chose you. I was somebody, we were so excited. I am so glad that Jesus chose me. I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees,
yes,
ye shall in no case enter in to the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you brothers up there, when you told me to put the phone up there, you didn't know I might call for it? Don't you know when Jesus put his spirit inside of you, you don't know he might call for you.
Lord, hallelujah.
Are you ready for God to call on you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you receive what he calls?
Thank you, Lord.
You see, you don't think these things have anything to do with your spirituality, with your right with God. Now, what I want to do was, I want to give it a try. Because they told me it was all right, so I want to give it a try. Because what it's supposed to do, if I answer the phone down here, will it answer up there? If I answer the phone here, what will it do up there? That's what I want to find out. And if it rings up there, then it'll push a button.
Hallelujah.
Put me on the air. And you can hear through the speakers. Is that right? Thank you. How about a trial?
All right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who's going to be on trial? Them guys. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a try. Yeah. I want to see how it works.
Yeah, glory.
I got a dial tone. Push the button, it should go over the air. It should go over the speakers.
Right.
I hear it.
I don't. Oh.
Do you know what to do? Ah, there we are. See, but I was told it was ready, see? But God, we're ready. God says, yeah, I know you told me that, but I try them once in a while, and they're not ready. Y'all look at... You can't expect me to be... The Bible said be ready at all times.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every time.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So we learn to be ready.
Hallelujah.
When we come to the dinner table, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Sometimes you get there early to make sure you're ready. Jesus has a table spread. To the hungry. I'm ready.
My Lord.
Jesus, feed me.
Glory.
And you folk can't find some reason to get on your face before God.
Oh, God.
You're going to let another week go by, another day, are you? Not ready? Speak, my Lord. That's what I spoke this morning. I want you to help these people to learn how to worship me. We have
come to the house.
Sure. For what? And they that worship
glory God. Thank you, Lord God.
Has to do with your body. Little Miss Know It All. I say something like, what do you mean by that? Yeah, present your bodies.
Hallelujah.
You can show worship with your body. Yeah.
Glory God.
Sure. Sure.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's your whole spirit.
Yes, Lord.
For God's a spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And they that worship must worship in spirit and in truth.
Glory.
So you present your body.
Amen.
A living sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Let your old man, let your flesh be crucified. Humiliated.
Glory.
Whatever.
Glory.
Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
The kingdom Hallelujah. Of heaven is at hand.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, what is the will? Oh, who's talking up there? Who's that heavy voice? You got a nice voice, Mark. Whoop!
Hallelujah!
See, now, if I ask somebody to call, they call. Now, if somebody calls, who's going to answer, you or me? Me. And don't put them on the air until I say do it. Say,
all right. Hallelujah. Bless it.
Because some of them guys may not talk too well.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? And if they're going to get kind of mean, I'll say, all right, here they are, now I can talk to everybody. Boop.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I keep telling him I'm looking for a face off. See, I'm trying to get folk ready to meet him face to face.
Amen.
And you can tell the story.
Oh, yeah.
By grace.
Say, by grace. Not by works, but by grace. Glory. What is that scripture? Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest.
Glory.
For whereas thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself.
Amen.
How in the world could you judge somebody if you hadn't already done the same thing?
Okay. Right.
For thou that judgest doest the same thing. That's how you know it. That's how you know they're wrong or right. I tried to tell you, how can you identify somebody else's sin except identifying your own? They won't go wrong with this. You wicked people. You know, you're wicked people that you won't accept the word of God. The wickedness of man is great. In all the earth, and every imagination of his heart is only evil. Whew. Repent of this thy wickedness. Well, you judge me and say we're wicked. That's because I found out about the wicked way of me.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Lord. Bless it. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. Bless you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He won't budge. Oh, God's going to have to do. That will be more devastating than what he did to begin with. He had to die on the cross. He had to get bruised and beaten. The cause of Christ that he's invested in you is going to cause a lot of bruising, a lot of beating. You're going to die before you get to that resurrection. Okay? And he reminds me all the time. He reminds me. Every time I step in this pulpit, I think about the man. In fact, one time I get here, another preacher died in the pulpit. One has defied this virus.
Right.
In fact, one preacher said, go get it. Just go get the virus. Get it over with. This is the kind of junk. What is the virus a type of? The wickedness of man. Go get it. Be wicked. Don't turn from them. Just be persistent. They won't do it. They won't do that. Never. They won't do that. Boy, where's that at? You got it memorized? Huh? Do I ever have Brother Patterson tell about that scripture? Well, ask you where it's at. You see, I could sort of go along with none like him. But when he said me that came out of the mouth of Job, because Job wanted to complain. How about you? You ever want to complain? Do you ever do it?
Amen.
Have I told you about complainers? More devastating than adulterers, murderers, fornicators, complainers. You gotta look at your faces. You know why? Because that word includes all of you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every last word.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Complain.
And
Job finally figured out what he was doing because God would listen to him. Now, see what he says. Now you know why there was nobody else like him.
None like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man.
How did he end his testimony? Answer me! That isn't the way he ended it.
I bore myself.
Wow. If I haven't gone over that time and time again. Yeah, use the phrase, I abhor myself. Why, Job? Because I do know my Redeemer liveth. What am I complaining about this for?
That's right. Yes, Lord.
And God would let them do it.
Amen. Thank you, God.
You're still not rejoicing.
Thank you,
God. You're sitting right. Boy, you are a hard people. You are a hard people. Lovers of their own self. Proud. Show my people their sins. Do you ever complain? Yeah, I complain. Why hast thou made me thus? Why don't you take this thing off of me? Why don't you let the little children come back? And when I start talking to these people, that the judge did not prevent them from doing that. I don't care what. I read that thing. I got it right in front of me. I was perfectly asked about that.
God bless you.
That the only question my... Damn you, folks. You're dismissed. Get out of my presence! The fine ones. I've been through that whole thing with you. When I stood up in front of that judge, my lawyer said to me, keep your mouth shut.
All right.
Don't even look around.
All right.
Because the judge is going to be watching your face.
All right.
Do you know that God's watching your face?
Yes. Hallelujah.
He wants to see how you respond.
Yes, yes, God.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Amen.
Why can't you grasp what I'm saying?
Amen.
And the only time my lawyer talked to me was when the judge was reading that thing, and he got to the point where he said, no physical contact with children under 18.
Amen. All right.
You want me to go get the paper and read it for you?
Hallelujah.
My Lord looked at me and said, can you handle that? Is that all right with you?
All right.
I said, sure. But there was a misunderstanding of what they meant by physical contact. Because even he said, I said, is that all right? No, he said, bet, play safe.
Right. Yes.
Why the hell would you folks just get down off these grounds? Don't even come back at all. Just go do your own thing. You don't need the prophet. You don't need the truth. Just go do it. Nah, brazen, arrogant, proud. Well, God's going to get you one of these days, brother. He got me. He's already got me. You ought to feel the heart of God.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I wish I knew how to explain this world, but this is a lie. America's a lie.
Yes.
God, did you deceive us? You, God bless them. He said, I did. I blessed them.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And blessing and cursing.
Oh, God.
Most everything God ever blessed, he ended up cursing.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
He's cursing this world now.
Yes,
he's not blessing you no more. None at all.
No.
He's not going to bless your worldly lifestyle.
No.
He's not going to do it. He's just not going to do it. He's just not going to do it. He's not going to change his mind for you. No, he's not. He said, I'm the Lord and I change not. And therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Because I'm a consuming God. Brother, Patterson, you ought to be jumping up and down. You guys going to let him do it all by himself? The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God.
Yes.
See, whether you, 25, 40 years ago, they were not preaching the kingdom of heaven.
No.
Are y'all going like that? When they went forth preaching the gospel after Pentecost, they preached the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
He shall be within you. That's the Holy Ghost. Moving everywhere. And everyone that believes it?
Yes, Lord.
God entered into them.
Yes, Lord.
They weren't even getting ready for the kingdom of heaven. Hey, you damn liars, get the hell off my phone. Come on, you smart Alex.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord. Glory, God.
Again, generation.
Hallelujah.
To the Jew first.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh yes. Yes, Lord.
Then also.
Hallelujah.
To the Greek.
Glory. Yes.
Amazing how our nature is based on Greek culture.
Uh-huh.
Our constitution, our laws.
Glory.
Hey! Shall we stand? I'm finished with you. Some of you folk don't give a damn about somebody sitting next to you. Sit right there, you damn justified spirit.
Glory. Bless you, Jesus.
We had one person who wants to call and get snotty with me.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We'll put you right on the air.
Glory.
Give us your name.
Holy. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Your phone call. Your number, so these folk that agree with you can call you and you can form an alliance against the prophet.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Glory, God.
Hello? 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 Coward. You know, I tell you folk about these kind of calls. People call me like that. That guy's still talking about the flat earth. I don't give a damn about whether it's flat or round. It means nothing to me. Has no value. The earth is the Lord. Round, flat, full, empty. Should I go make the earth empty? It still belongs to God. He got to make it empty so he is full of him. Boy, oh boy. Phone number is 843-538-1334. You see, you'll watch them dropping off now. Because they know if I answer the phone. Hmm? When are you folk going to wake up? Hmm? Hello? Sister Johnson, they're hearing you all over the world.
God bless you and the saints all over the world. I just thank the Lord for the prophet and just waiting on the Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless you.
You'll come in your lifetime.
God bless you.
And then you go to eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Lord bless you.
God bless you. Maranatha.
That's what you call faithful. He must not have nothing to do. Because every time I mention it on the phone, on the radio. Yeah. Y'all look at the grins on your face. When she's sober, that'll teach you something. We're too flamboyant. Really are. Hello?
The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of
Hey, you dumb fool. You think that hasn't been preached?
That earlier today.
Hey, you damn
years
fool.
Years ago.
Hey, will you listen to me? That's
yes,
been preached
you preached
for years.
It earlier today. Years ago.
Go to hell, you
I'm
devil.
Confirming it.
You just keep on coming against me, sir. And watch how God damns your soul. Now this guy does this. A new covenant. The new covenant was established when the Holy Ghost was given.
Amen.
The new covenant was established when Jesus died. Said, I will come again.
Yeah.
And these damn fools, that's all I preach. Hey, you want to call again and give your phone number so the folk can call you and you can have a nice little pity party? Come on, call again. We'll put you on the air. Give your name, your address, your phone number, so all your friends can join with you. Come on, Satan. Now, you ready? Hello?
And he has made us kings and priests unto Yahweh God and his Father.
No,
glory and dominion.
Take him off the air, brother. Just let me on the phone with him. You do like I told you, or shut the hell up. You do like I tell you, Satan. What's your name? What is your name? What is... Okay, he won't. How come you don't hear me? Why don't you hear me? They're just a damn fool. Just a... Okay. So you think you're going to open it, huh?
No, it is open.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been preaching that for years, long before you ever showed your big mouth up.
And I'm confirming it.
Yeah, and you're confirmed, but you keep coming against me. I don't understand. You keep coming against me, sir. Oh, I don't know. You know, right? I'm God's servant, sir. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I don't serve you. So I'm going to go to hell, right? Bad. Shut up, you devil. Hey, give us your name. Your name, please.
You're a fool.
Now I'm a fool. First, I'm the... Hey. I want you to give it over the air and your phone number so all your compadres can call you and you can have a nice little church service. How come I'm still around with all your hassling? Huh? The only way you can talk and be heard is if you call me. What do you do if I'm not here? Ah, she is devil. Okay, he says, I don't know what in hell's going on. What is going on? And you don't know that I preached that for years? You don't know that what you're saying I've been preaching long before you ever came around?
I
I don't take my counsel from a foreign attorney. See, you're a damn... You don't know what you're talking about. You just flat out don't know. Then cut me off. Come on, just cut me off and put me in hell. Come on, do it. Just do it, Satan. Come on. You're not a servant of God. You're a servant of hell, sir. You know, you're such a damn fool, it's unbelievable. There's not one thing that you're saying that I have not said hundreds of times.
No, I'm confirming it, but why would you put down in the minds of the brethren and say, oh, I took counsel from my freaking bar attorney. They deal in fictions.
What do you care? What difference does it make to you if I do that? What difference does it make to you? I'm not your charge.
What?
You have no charge over me. Having fun, Satan? Oh, Satan, raging. We will not be
defeated. We have the power.
The power of the truth. The word of truth. You lying devil. So what does that bother you for? So what does that bother you for? So what does it bother you for? Who the hell are you? No, we're in the Word of God, sir. Obadiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. You see, there's nobody, I promise you before Almighty God, there's not one other person on this whole earth that paid this guy any mind. Not one. See, I've even given a check. Give us your phone number, sir. Your phone number, please. Give us your phone number so all your friends can call you and agree with you. Come on. Give us your phone number. 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 We'll put you all over the world. Put on, give us your... He that sits on a circle of the earth shall laugh and have them in derision. Isn't that simple? Huh? I'm not going to pay no attention to him. Lord bless you. Go with God. Whew.
If you would turn really quick with me to the book of Jude, way back in the beginning, as God began to declare the end, it says in Enoch also the seventh, he was the seventh from Adam, he prophesied of these things, or of these days, of this situation. He said, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Hallelujah. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, he's not sneaking in, he's not crawling in, he's not coming as a thief, he's coming with a shout of a loud trumpet, the blast of a loud trumpet and the voice of an archangel, and he's coming with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.